The public school system in St. Louis is dealing with a rapidly shrinking student population. It's not the only system with this problem. People switch to private schools or to charter schools. The question is what to do with all of the empty schools. As Tim Lloyd of St. Louis Public Radio found out, those schools can cause big problems.
And Virginia Savage can tell you all about those problems. She's standing in front of Marshall Elementary in a part of North St. Louis that's filled with vacant properties. This school has been empty for 6 years, and its once stately facade is now blemished. Broken windows, liquor bottles on the playground. But Savage sees something much worse.
Drug dealers, drug users, eyesore. That's what I see.
Savage lives around here and volunteers at the neighborhood church that's run out of a school that used to be empty, too. So she doesn't just see problems, she also sees potential.
Apartments, room for the homeless, community center. It's a lot that can go on with this building.
There are more than 20 empty schools scattered throughout St. Louis. They're difficult to secure, they can attract crime, and they fall apart quickly. So the district rounded up a volunteer group of architects, contractors, and community health experts to pitch developers on doing something with these buildings. And because this is, after all, a story about real estate, the first thing on their to-do list was throwing a whole bunch of open houses. I checked out one at Elliott Elementary. Built in 1898, it's classic St. Louis. Impressive stature, deep red brick, thick wrought iron. But it's what you might call the ultimate fixer-upper.
All right, I am on the fourth floor of the school, and I'm just going to step over a big pile of what looks like maybe was insulation at one point in time. The sub-ceiling is down. Paint is stripped off the walls. All the copper is out of the building. The alarm system's been ripped out. It looks like the set for a post-apocalyptic film.
Post-something. Post-population flight, you know, post-declining enrollment and diminishing resources.
That's Walker Gaffney. His job with the district is to sell buildings like Elliott, which is listed at $260,000.
There's some people who would look at a building like this and say, it causes lots of problems in the neighborhood. Why not just tear the thing down?
So the cost to the district of tearing these buildings down is very prohibitive, anywhere from $500,000 up to $1 million. This was a temple of learning that was built to last hundreds and hundreds of years.
Learning that many say could continue with one obvious group of potential buyers, charter public schools, which have seen increasing enrollment. There used to be a rule against selling these buildings to charters, but that's no longer the case. Yet some in the charter school community say St. Louis Public Schools is still rejecting their offers. Gaffney says there's no unwritten rule against charters. And the district has some deals in place. Four vacant schools will soon become apartments, offices, and artist spaces. Back at Marshall Elementary, I meet up with Jessica Island. She runs Northside Community Housing, Inc., a nonprofit that builds homes in this part of town.
It's a huge challenge, I mean, because the cost for bringing this type of building back to life isn't small.
In fact, it can cost millions of dollars, and Island's part of a group that's helping the district attract investors. She says redeveloping a school like Marshall could have a domino effect.
And it could be just like the catalyst to get others to start thinking, you know what, I should also consider investing my resources on this side of the community.
Because the last thing any school was built to do is bring problems into a neighborhood. For NPR News, I'm Tim Lloyd in St. Louis.